Ahmed Rahman was born in Gaza a month before Israel started its war on Hamas and has now played a role in pausing the war, something world leaders have struggled to do. Earlier this month, he was diagnosed with polio, the first case in Gaza in 25 years. His family, including 8 siblings, live in a camp in Gaza, and his mother has been telling the BBC World Service that the constant moving in the war-torn territory disrupted her son's vaccinations.
The virus stopped his progress. He stopped sitting, stopped walking, stopped crawling, and stopped moving. I want him to be treated. He wants to live and walk like other children.
From Sunday, fighting will stop for 8 hours a time in phases in different parts of the coastal strip to facilitate the vaccination of over 600,000 children against polio. Dr. Margaret Harris is with us again. She's spokesperson for the World Health Organization. Dr. Harris, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Gavin.
Tell us more about what's going to happen from Sunday and this agreement to distribute polio vaccines in Gaza. How will the humanitarian pauses work?
Well, it's going to be a challenge, but it's a preliminary commitment to area-specific humanitarian pauses. And that basically what that means is 3 days in 3 separate places, we have got an agreement that there will be no fighting. And it will start with central Gaza, and the vaccination will occur there. Then it will be followed by south Gaza for another 3 days there, and then followed by north Gaza.
And how will the vaccine get into Gaza?
It's already there. So we have been working as in every way possible to get that vaccine in and also to train all the vaccinators, identify all the people who will do the vaccination, who will do the outreach, will find all the children. We have been doing that for the last few weeks. So really the delay has been getting an agreement that it can be done at all, because as you can understand, you cannot go tent to tent, family to family, if they're being constantly displaced, if there's constant threat of yet another airstrike.
How close is Israel working with the WHO on this?
Well, WHO works with all sides. We work, you know, we are neutral, as you know. We work for health, but of course we're in contact with all the parties to the conflict to ensure that we can do our work and that there is protection of the humanitarian workers, which, as you know, often does not pan out. We've lost far too many people.
Will these vaccines require a second dose, and is that going to require another set of humanitarian pauses?
So, yes, we always do a second round. And in fact, even with the first 3 days in each area, we're not convinced that we'll be able to actually cover all children in 3 days. It's unlikely to be sufficient just because of the insecurity, but also the damage. The roads are really, really damaged. The infrastructure is really damaged and the population are constantly moving. So we're not even sure that we'll be able to reach all the children with the first round in the 3 days. And we've already discussed that with both sides, that we're going to need more time. And then, yes, we will need a second round. Why you do that is it's basically 2 rounds of vaccination to ensure that you really do reach every child.
These are zonal humanitarian pauses, as you were explaining earlier. Could that mean another huge movement of people to find safe shelter during these periods?
We really ask that that not happen, because this is the difficulty, as little Ahmed's mother explained.
Yes.
Parents in Gaza are so committed to immunization of their kids. Gaza was actually a model. They had one of the highest rates of child immunization in the world. And yet they haven't been able to, simply because of the displacement, they haven't been able to access healthcare services at all. So we're really asking that we have this little bit of hope in this sea of despair. Give the kids a chance and give the children like Ahmed a chance to reach their full potential.
Before I let you go, Israel has also launched what it's called a counter-terrorism operation in the occupied West Bank this week. Do you have concerns over what they're doing?
We are always concerned about all the conflict. You know, this ongoing war is not good for anybody's health, not their physical health and not their mental health. So we have constantly, and we will reiterate over and over again, we need a ceasefire.
Dr. Margaret Harris, thank you for speaking with us again. Dr. Harris is spokesperson for the World Health Organization.